The second game, the boys' game, Schuyler County football, not football, basketball. I'm behind times here. Basketball is brought to you by Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Tri-County Electric, Slayton Polaris, Schuyler County Times, the Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Hawkins Harrison Insurance Company, and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories. And now we take you live to the stadium with Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Mark, and welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. It's the boys' turn, and let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, the Fayette Falcons. It'll be Kevin De La Torre, Ben Wells, Dalton Collins, Chris Brown, and Phil Owings. So Kevin De La Torre, Ben Wells, Dalton Collins, Chris Brown, and Phil Owings. The Falcons are 8-14. For Schuyler County, it'll be Cale Wendy, Cooper Amon, Trevin Small, Ryan Ferris, and Noah Newland. So again, Cale Wendy, Cooper Amon, Trevin Small, Ryan Ferris, Noah Newland, and the Rams 11-15, coached by Chris Pruitt. As the Fayette Falcons are being introduced, Chris Brown just now came off the bench. And all the big time setter, Phil Owings. So now the Schuyler County Rams. This is the last basketball game for these seniors as far as the Schuyler County Rams. And two seniors on this team, Trevin Small and Noah Newland. So Cale Wendy introduced. Cooper Amon has been introduced. Ryan Ferris introduced. And I know there's Cooper Amon coming out. Let's see who's coming next. Trevin Small. No, it's Noah Newland. Then the senior should be Trevin Small. That will be. But Trevin Small is introduced. Both teams on the floor. And we're set to play basketball. In case you just joined us in the girls' game, it was Schuyler County winning their final game of the 21-22 season by defeating Fayette 68-23. Schuyler County and Schuyler County girls, the Lewis and Clark Conference try a co-champion for 21-22. Both with 7-1 records. So Ryan Ferris will jump center against Ben Wells for Fayette. As we're set to go. Ball is up. Tip is controlled by Fayette as De La Torre got the ball and gave it to Dalton Collins. Missed a wide open shot off the left block. Rebound comes to Small. They get it to Amon in the right corner as Amon gives it to Newland on the right wing. Trevin Small has it between the two circles to Wendy on the left wing. Wendy. This is the free throw line. Kicks back out to Amon around the top of the key. 15-foot jumper on the way. No good. And off the rebound, De La Torre gets it ahead to Collins on the left wing. Inside, Owen. 15-footer on the way. No good. And off the rebound, Ryan Ferrer to Cale Wendy. Now Trevin Small on the right wing in the right corner to Amon. Amon inside the arc. Wendy for three on the way. Spins in and out. No good. And Owens comes off the rebound. De La Torre will walk it across the timeline for the Falcons. Schuyler County in a 1-2-2 zone. De La Torre to the right wing. Now Collins for three out of the right corner. In and out, no good. And Amon off with the rebound. Gets it ahead to Small. Small sees it opening, lays it up, got it. 2 points for Trevin Small. 2-0, Schuyler with the lead. Pressure by the Rams as Collins to De La Torre. Gives it to Owings. Owings underneath the Brown. Reverse play up and got it. Chris Brown with 2 points. We're tied at two. Cale Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Ryan Small on the right wing. Ferris at the top of the key. Now Wendy in the left corner. Wendy back to Newland, top of the key. Inside it goes to Ferris, around Brown, kicks it to Wendy, wide open three on the way, no good. Ferris had the rebound, tipped it to Owings, and here come the Falcons. We're tied at two as De La Torre will bring it across the timeline. Between the two circles, out pops Owens on the right wing. Now Brown to the block, lays it off. Class got it. 4 points for Chris Brown. 4-2, Fayette with the lead. As Small will bring it across the timeline. Small to the top of the key, step back, three on the way, no good. Long rebound taken by Ryan Ferris. Ferris reverse layup, got it. Nice move by Ryan Ferris. We're tied at four. As De La Torre picks up the dribble. Had a pass blocked by Ferris. Now Small will take it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 4 points for Trevin Small. 2 points, Skyler lead. De La Torre, long pass to Brown. Brown off glass, got it. Chris Brown just standing there on the block. They get a rebound and heave it to Chris Brown. So here comes Wendy to the right wing. Now Small on the right wing. Small takes it into the paint, kicks it back out to Amon. Shot on the way, no good. Owens with the rebound. That's Owens in the backcourt to De La Torre. De La Torre across the timeline. Gives it up to Wells. Wells puts up the shot off the baseline. Missed it. And the whistle on a foul. The foul's going to be on Cale Wendy. So Ben Wells will go to the line to shoot a pair. Tied at six. 4:48 left to play in the first quarter. First shot up. No good. Connor Smith will check in. Cooper Amon checks out for Schuyler County. As Wells looks for his first points of the game. Shots up, missed it. And Connor Smith saves the ball inbounds to Cale Wendy. As Wendy will bring it across the timeline down the right lane, put up the shot blocked by De La Torre. And then he blocked it off the shoulder of Wendy. Goes out of bounds and it'll be Fayette basketball. Frazier by Skyler. De La Torre. Long pass to Collins on the right wing for three. Bullseye. Dalton Collins with 3 points. It's 9-6. Fayette with the lead. Cale Wendy has it on the right wing beyond the arc. Wendy gives it back to Newland out of the left wing to Connor Smith for three. No good. Chris Brown off the rebound to De La Torre. As Torre brings it to the left wing. Bad pass. Stolen away by Small. Gives it to Ferris. Lays it up. Got it. 4 points for Ryan Ferris. 9-8. Fayette with the lead is De La Torre. In the backcourt, picked up by Ryan Ferris. Gives it in the left corner. Shot, 3 points on the way by Ben Wells. No good. And Trevin Small off the rebound. Small has it at the top of the key. Lost his footing, falls down. Stolen away by Ben Wells. Inside De La Torre, took up a shot, blocked. And De La Torre got the ball back somehow. Stands out to the right wing. Now Collins for three, in and out, no good. Off the right baseline. Small off the rebound. Gets it ahead to Connor Smith in the right corner. Now Small down the right left lane. Puts up the shot. An offensive foul on Trevin Small. So Small picks up the first his first foul. 3:11 left to play in the ballgame as he ran right into Chris Brown. Dalton Collins in the backcourt. De La Torre dribbles into a double team. Now fans back out, gets across the timeline to Owens. Owens to Ben Wells. Drives the baseline, puts up a shot, and Smith got a piece of it. What a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Chris Brown. So Brown picks up his first foul. And Small will check out. Elliott Sevitz checks in for Schuyler County. 9-8, Fayette with the lead. Cale Wendy with the basketball. Wendy will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key, down the right lane, to the right baseline. Tried to go to the left corner of Smith and does. Three-pointer by Smith all the way. No good. Ben Wells off the rebound. Long pass down the floor. He just airmailed Dalton Collins. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Schuyler basketball. As Cooper Amon checks in, Ryan Ferris will set down. 2:36 left to play in the first quarter. Noah Newland will inbound to Wendy. Wendy will bring it across the timeline to the right wing. Hands it off to Sevitz around the top of the key. Newland down the right lane. Kicks it off to Wendy against Owings. Puts up the shot, missed it, but due to foul. The foul's going to be on Theo Owings. That's his first. First foul on Owings, and Cale Wendy will go to the line to shoot two. Wendy looks for his first points of the ball game. Isaac fires it, got it. And we're tied at nine. 2:22 left to play in the first quarter. Wendy's second free throw on the way. Got them both. 2 points for Cale Wendy. Raced here by Schuyler County. As Collins with the basketball today. Ben Wills, now De La Torre. To Owings between the two circles. De La Torre on the right wing. He'll bring it back out between the two circles. 1-2-2 zone by Schuyler. De La Torre to the right wing. Kicks it underneath to Owings. Still too high. Goes off his hands and out of bounds. And it'll be Schuyler basketball. And now Schuyler County wants a timeout. Yes. Why is it? Okay, the clock still running now. Stop 2:11. Let's play in the first quarter. Schuyler County 10, Fayette 9, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
2:09 left to play in the first quarter. Schuyler up by one with the basketball. It's Wendy to the right wing. Gets it inside to Amon. Give and go back to Wendy. Put up a shot, missed it. And De La Torre off of the rebound. In a hurry. Gets it down to Collins. Three-pointer on the way out of the right corner. No good. Whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Ben Wells. So Wells picks up his first foul. And the 13th foul against Fayette. Cale Wendy with the basketball. Brings it across the timeline to the right wing. Still dribbles around. Spin move. Lays it up. Got it. Nice move by Cale Wendy. He has four as Wells to De La Torre. Now across the timeline to Owings. Wells will take it right at Amon. And Cooper wasn't moving. And Wells had no place to go with it, so he threw it out of bounds. The seventh inbounds to Wendy. Cale Wendy across the timeline takes it to the left wing. Smith on the left wing, long three on the way. Bullseye! Connor Smith with a three-pointer. Has 3 points. As Collins. To Wells on the left wing. Now bad pass all the way by Wendy. Foot race. Wendy to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. 6 points for Cale Wendy, and Fayette wants a timeout. 1:02 left to play in the first quarter. Schuyler County 17. Fayette 9, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Changing the oil and other fluids in your vehicle is a big part of vehicle ownership. Luckily for you, there's a place that's close and affordable. An oil change from a Cahoka Quick Lube technician guarantees great service, and you get the added value of them checking out your vehicle to make sure it's ready to get you to where you need to go, efficiently and safely. No appointments are needed at Cahoka Quick Lube, providing excellent service at affordable prices.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School. Fayette with the basketball. De La Torre has it on the right wing. Tried to force it inside to Owings. And takes it down by seven. Then they give it to Collins. And a whistle and a foul on the floor. Foul may be on Cooper Amon. Yes, it will be. So Amon picks up his first foul. 13 foul against Schuyler County is Brown back in the ball game. To De La Torre for 15, no good. Owings with the rebound. Tried to get it back to Brown off his head. Picked up by Wells. His three on the way, no good. And seventh off of the rebound. Gives it to Small on the right wing. Skips it to the left wing to Smith. Another three on the way, no good. Rebound.
Make gets this
Brown.
Winter.
Owings has it to De La Torre. Brings it across the timeline. Around the top of the key. Now takes the right block. Lays it up and got it. as Kevin De La Torre has 1 point. Across the timeline, Cale Wendy. Wendy down the right lane to the right block. Goes up a shot. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. So, Cale Wendy has 8 points. Tried to complete the three-point play. Josh up. Got it. 9 points for Cale Wendy. Brown has it dotted wide, took up a shot, missed it, as Trevin Small was planted. And luckily he gets back up. That's the end of the first quarter with the score. Schuyler County 20, Fayette 11. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Slade Polaris is a proud American company, and it is their privilege to thank our active military veterans, healthcare workers, and first responders for their service. Take advantage of the Hero Advantage program and get $500 in accessories with the purchase of select side-by-side models or $250 in accessories with purchase of select ATV models. Plus, get a free 2-year limited warranty on select off-road vehicles. Thank you to all our American heroes from your friends at Slade Polaris. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
At Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, we'll personally help you find the perfect loan to suit your needs. Vehicle loans, home loans, personal loans, ag loans, and vacation loans. Our experienced lending staff are happy to help with whatever your loan needs. We have 7 locations throughout Northeast Missouri: Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland. And every location has staff ready and waiting to serve your loan needs. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County Iowa High Schools. We start the second quarter of the boys' game at Schuyler County 20 and Fayette 11. I'm thinking I'm going to have to wait for the PA announcer now, but I'm thinking I've been calling Kevin De La Torre. His number is 1 or 0. It should be Tyler Bartholomew, I think, but I'm going to have to kind of check this out. Cale Wendy with the basketball. Gives it to Trevin Small, high post, Cooper Amon to Wendy. Now Sevitz for three, no good. Sevitz gets his own rebound, lost it. Now it's loose on the floor, finally picked up by Ben Wells. I'm going to say Bartholomew has it on the left wing. As Bartholomew gives it to Owens at the high post, inside to a wide open Brown, missed the shot from 5, put it up, it goes down, and counts of these fouls. As the foul is going to be on Cooper Amon. Second foul on Cooper Amon. And for Brown, that is 8 points. Looking for 9. Shots on the way. No good. Owens off the rebound. Puts it up. Got it. Leo Owens with 2 points. Little 4-0 run. For Fayette. Small. Gives it to Wendy between the two circles to the left corner of Smith. Smith kicks it back out to Small. Thought about the 3 on the right side of the circle. Now Wendy will take it. No good. And Wells comes off the rebound to Bartholomew. As Bartholomew will bring it across the timeline, I will double team to Wells. In the right corner, it goes to Collins, and he had it knocked out of his hands by Wendy. So it'll be Fayette basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. Sevitz will set down, and Noah Newland will check back in. 20-15, Schuyler with the lead. Inbounds pass to Owens, a little 10-foot jumper off the right block. The right lane got it. He has 4. 3 points, Schuyler lead. Wendy to the right wing and the right corner to Ferris. Ferris kicks it back out to Small at the top of the key. High post, Amon. Amon to the free throw line. Wendy on the right wing beyond the arc. She skips it to the left corner to Newland. Now Small, quick 3 on the way. Both sides. Trevin Small with 7 points, 23-17, as Bartholomew gets it to Wells. Wells airmails it over the head of Dalton Collins, and it'll be Schuyler basketball. In the ball game, Caleb Freebie. Also, now Kevin De La Torre checks in. Also, three checks to Ben Wells, still stays in the game. Also in the game four comes Malachi Graves. Escotter with the basketball. Cale Wendy to the left side of the circle. In the left corner, Noah Newland. Back to Wendy. As Wendy has it between the two circles. He's guarded by De La Torre. Now, bad pass. Stolen away by Fayette to De La Torre. Puts it off glass, missed it. And rebound put back up and in. And that was by Hayden Kelly. So Kelly has 2 points. 4 points, Skylar Lee. Pressure by Fayette. Cooper Amon back to Wendy. Wendy splits the double team. And bounce pass underneath to Ferris. Puts up the shot, missed it. But due to the foul, and the foul may be on Kelly. On Malachi Graves. So Graves picks up the foul. And it's a line. Ryan Ferris, first shot up, no good. As Ferris has 4 points, looking for five. 5:38 left to play in the first half. Ferris, second free throw, in and out, no good. And Graves comes off with the rebound, just about to Wells. Wells will bring it across the timeline, had the ball slapped out of his hand, right in the hands of the official. Last touch by Ryan Ferris. So Wells will inbound to Freebie. Freeb, now De La Torre for three, no good. And rebound goes off the hands of Trevin Small. So it'll be De La Torre to inbound underneath his own basket. Gets the ball out to Freeb. Freeb kicks it out to Wells, trying to get it right back inside to Graves. Wanted out of bounds by Schuyler County. Bayette will inbound again underneath their own basket. De La Torre will trigger. As it's almost stolen away by Cale Wendy and knocked out of Wendy's hand by Graves. So it'll be Scott of basketball. Pressure by Fayette. And bounce past to Cooper Amon. Amon takes it to the dotted line. Scoops it up and got it. 2 points for Cooper Amon as Graves. So that's, well, I thought it was a F. We'll see. I'm going to say Preeb and until it's different because it could have been a P and not an F. I had to copy it out of the scorebook as Preeb with the basketball. Just at the Graves on the left wing. Tried to go inside. Didn't no loft on the right to Cooper Amon. To Small, put the shot up off last. Got it. 9 points for Trevin Small. Preeb with the basketball for the Falcons. Thanks to across the timeline to Graves. Tried to force it inside again. And to Hayden Kelly. They're trying to throw it right through Scotter players, and it's not working. So now De La Torre, well, 4:40 left to play in the ball game, and it's Scotter County 27, Fayette 19, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. 27-19, Schuyler with the lead. 4:40 left to play in the first half. As De La Torre gets the ball out, tried to get it out to Graves, stolen away by Schuyler County. Now they get it ahead to Small. Small against that De La Torre. He's in a triple team and bounced around like a pinball. That's who the foul's going to be on, and they're going to call it on Malachi Graves. Second foul on Graves. So now Cooper Amon checks in. Noah Newland checks or out. Noah Newland checks in. That's Connor Smith in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Small on the deep left wing. High post goes to Ferris. Gets it out on the baseline to Wendy. Reverse layup. Got it. 11 points. Mikhail Lindy, 29-19. Scott over the lead. With the basketball is Preeb at the top of the key. Now De La Toy has it in the right corner to Preeb at the top of the key. Turnaround 15-footer on the way. No good by Kelly. Pinballs in and out. Throws off the rebound. The Wendy in the right corner. Newland on the deep left wing. He'll try a three. Bullseye! Noah Newland with 3 points, and it's 32-19. Scott with the lead. It's De La Toy. Has it on the right wing, right baseline, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Noah Newland. So Noah Newland will pick up the foul. That's his first. As the starters will check back in for Fayette. Logan Wiswall will check in. So Chris Brown will inbound underneath his own basket for Fayette. Brown gets the ball into Bartholomew in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Collins. Collins dribbles to the right wing. Now Bartholomew for three. Bullseye. So, okay. Tyler Bartholomew has 5 points. Kale Wendy with the basketball. Ryan Ferris on the right side of the circle. Back to Wendy in the right corner. Now Newland will take it to the hoop, plays it up, little five-foot runner, got it. 5 points for Noah Newland. 34-22, Scott with the lead. Owen steps to a double team, right side of the circle. Now the free throw line, 15-footer, no good. And Kale Wendy off the rebound. As Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Wendy scoops up the shot, got it, just like nobody was there. 13 points for Kale Wendy. 14 points, got her lead. They're following you with the basketball. Gets it down on the baseline. Shot's put up. No good. As that was by Wiswall. Long pass down the floor to Small. Lays it up. Rolls around the rim. Would go down. And Bartholomew off the rebound. Bartholomew to Owen. Top of the key. Underneath the Wiswall. Off glass. Got it. Logan Wiswall with 2 points. 36-24, Scott with the lead. 2 minutes left to play in the first half. Wendy gives it to Ferris on the left wing. Ferris looks at it, now gives it to Newland in the left corner. Newland beyond the arc on the left wing to Smith, top of the key. Small on the right wing. Small will take it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, but do the foul. And Trevin Small will go to the line as the foul's going to be on Wiswall. First foul on Logan Wiswall. So Trevin Small at the line with 9, looking for 10. Shot up. No good off the side of the rim. 1:48 left to play in the first half. Cooper Heyman checks in. Mason Humphrey will check in. Connor Smith checks out. And Kale Wendy will check out. Now Small eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And Collins comes off the rebound. Collins will bring it across the timeline, gives it Bartholomew on the left wing. Bartholomew to Owens, top of the key. Owens looks for somebody to Bartholomew to Collins in the left corner. Dribbles out to the left wing. Looks inside to Brown, covered up. Bartholomew between the two circles. Now Collins on the left wing. Collins, left side of the circle, to Brown on the left wing beyond the arc. He'll try a three. No good. And Connor Smith off the rebound. Smith will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Trevin Small. Small has it between the two circles on the deep right wing. Takes it to the right wing. Bounce pass inside Connor Smith. Smith kicks it back out to Amon. Amon dotted line, lays it up. Got it. Cooper Amon with 4. 38-24. Bartholomew in the backcourt. No look pass to the right wing to Owing. Back to Bartholomew between the two circles to Collins on the deep left wing. Bartholomew deep right wing. Owings will try a three. No good. Skips across the rim. And Wiswall hustling all the way. Trying to save the ball in bounds. It hit Connor Smith and Jeff, so it'll be Fayette basketball. 35 seconds left to play in the half. 35.4 to be exact. As Brown gets it in dotted line to Owens. Puts a shot up, no good. Brown with the rebound. His put back, no good. And Amon to kill off the rebound. Gets it ahead to Small. Small will walk it across the timeline. In the center circle. As man-to-man defense by Fayette. 15 seconds. Now Small to the right side of the circle. Fans out to the right wing. Down to 9. And Small will take it down the paint. Lace it up. Missed it. Owens with the rebound. Gets it out to Brown. Brown will put up the shot. Blocked by Newland. Now 3 by Smith. Good. Clear over the backboard. And that's into the first half. With the score, Schuyler County 38. Fayette 24. Back in 2 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep the facility running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, and Maria in Miami, Jules in Minneapolis, and Stan in Central Indiana, taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with experienced branch staff at over 250 locations so you get the product you're looking for. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Zara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Carl quit this morning, so Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Make this winter the time to remodel your living room, kitchen, or bedrooms. And take that first step to remodeling by going to Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture has the perfect carpet, flooring, and furniture to make your rooms look brand new again. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, located 3 miles west on Highway 6 across the Lake Road.
The Van Buren County Register, based in Keosauqua, Iowa, is the largest weekly newspaper in southeast Iowa and covers scenic Van Buren County. Check them out for local features, public notices, school information, the sheriff's report, court news, and specials at your local grocery stores. They also do lamination and take passport photos. Call 319-293-3197 for more information or check them out on Facebook page. That's the Van Buren County Register in Keosauqua, Iowa.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County Iowa High School. We're at halftime of the boys' game, and Schuyler County leading Fayette 38-24. Take a look at the first half scoring for Schuyler County. Cale Lindy with 13 points, Cooper Amon with 4, Kevin Small with 9, Thomas Smith with 3, Ryan Ferris with 4, and Noah Newland with 5. For Fayette, Tyler Bartholomew with 5 points, Logan Wiswall with 2, Dalton Collins with 3, Aiden Kelly with 2, Chris Brown with 8, and Theo Owens with 4. Schuyler County led 20-11 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Fayette 18-13 in the second quarter and lead here at halftime 38-24. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads. Natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads. Baking our best for you.
Making my kids my famous meatballs mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before
Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
And protect our nation. Boot Barn now carries an expanded selection of Hawks USA wedge work boots, constructed in the U.S. with full grain leather that won't crack, tear, or peel. A Goodyear welt construction for longevity, and the Hawks ground support insoles that will drastically increase your comfort. This boot is built for purpose. Unrivaled utility. Hawks USA wedge boots. Only at Boot Barn.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County R1 High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Schuyler County Ram Basketball. I'm your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of the boys' game, and Schuyler County leading Fayette 38-24. In the girls' game, it was Schuyler County ending their season with a record of 24-4 by defeating Fayette 68-23. Schuyler County led in scoring by McKinley Ashelman with 10 points. Fayette led in scoring by Sydney Spielbauer with 6 points. Schuyler County led 22-5 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Fayette 14-8 in the second quarter and led 36-13 at the half. In the third quarter, Schuyler again outscored Fayette 22-6. Schuyler led 58-19 after 3. In the fourth quarter, Schuyler outscored Fayette 10-4. Schuyler County wins at 68-23. Schuyler County ends their season with a record of 24-4. Fayette 9-15. And on the Schuyler County scoring side, one player I missed, Claudia Dixon, also had 2 points. So everybody has coached, or Schuyler County dressed out 13 girls and 11 players scored in that ball game. And the high scorer was McKinley Ashelman. Out of the 60 points, she led all scorers with 10 points. So Schuyler County and Scotland County, ladies, are co-champions this year in basketball in the Lewis and Clark Conference, both with 7-1 records, and congratulations to both. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is K&M Sports.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes: teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. We're just moments away from the start of the second half of this boys' game. As Schuyler County leading Fayette 38-24. Schuyler County already back around Chris Pruitt as they break the huddle. Fayette boys just coming off the floor as they'll buzz the buzzer with a minute to go. Fayette, they're putting up the basketballs, putting them back where they belong. And Fayette, Coach Powell, talking to his starters. I would assume the starters are back on the floor for Fayette. The starters are back for Schuyler County. And, nope, Hayden Kelly. Well, he was out on the floor, now he sets back down. So the starters are back for Fayette. And it'll be Bartholomew to inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Wells. Back to Bartholomew on the left wing. Now Collins out of the left corner for three. Pin balls in and out. No good. And Cooper Raymond on the rebound. Gets it ahead to Small. Small takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. 11 points for Trevin Small. 16 points. Skyler lead. Pressure by Skyler. Now bad pass. Stolen away by Newland. Lost the dribble. But picks it up wisely and stopped. Now Small will try a three. And we have a whistle and a foul underneath. The foul's going to be on Bartholomew. So Taylor Bartholomew picks up his first foul. First team foul against Fayette. Amon will inbound to Wendy. Newland on the left wing. Newland gets it back out to Small. Now Wendy dribble drive into the paint. Puts up the shot blocked by Owings. And gets it to Bartholomew. Long pass down the floor to Collins in the left corner. Owings at the top of the key. Bounce pass inside, right to Noah Newland. Now gets it to Small. Small's going to take it right at Owen. Jumps it off to Ferris, and a whistle and a foul on the floor. Foul may be on Chris Brown. We'll wait for the official, and that's who they're going to call it on. Chris Brown picks up his second personal foul. So Cooper Amon will inbound underneath his own basket. As now, I think that Phil Carnes just kind of very gently told them all, let's settle it down just a little bit. As inbound pass to Small, missed a 10-foot jumper, picked up by Owens to Collins. Now Ben Wells takes it along the baseline, lays it up, got it. 2 points for Ben Wells. Placed by Fayette, Small in the backcourt to Wendy. As Wendy out pass to the high post, to Ferris, 10-footer off the baseline by Cooper Amon. Missed it. And Wells off the rebound to Bartholomew. Bartholomew will bring it across the timeline. Low look past top of the key to Owens for three. Pinball's in and out, no good. Wendy off the rebound. Now we've got a one-on-one as Wendy takes it right at Owens. Lays it up and got it. 15 for Kay Wendy. Back to a 16-point Schuyler lead. Wells in the backcourt to Fayette. Across the timeline to the left wing to Bartholomew. Inside to Brown. Lost it, but picked up by Collins. Off glass, got it. 5 points for Dawson Collins. As Wendy to Small. Back to Wendy. Bounce pass. Tried to get it across the timeline to Ferris. It's kicked by Bartholomew, so it'll be Schuyler basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. As Cooper Amon will trigger, gets it to Ferris, top of the key. Small thought about the three. He'll take it right as Brown lays up, puts up the shot, missed it, and I think Brown just picked up his third foul, and he did. So Chris Brown picks up his third foul. Trevin Small will go to the line. He'll shoot a pair. He has 11, looking for 12. It's Trevin Small playing his final game as a Ram. Shots up, got it. 12 points for Trevin Small. Small with 12, looking for 13. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 13 points for Trevin Small. 44-28. Back to a 16-point lead by Bartholomew. Gives it to Collins between the two circles. No look pass to Wells out of the corner for three. Bullseye. 5 points for Ben Wells. 44-31. Schuyler with the lead in the basketball. Amon gets it across the timeline to the right wing to Small. Small bounce pass back to Amon. inside the right lane to Ferris. Passed out of the way. Picked up by Fayette to Collins. Missed a wide open layup. Here comes Wendy the other way. Wendy tried a no-look bounce pass with Ferris. Bounce pass to hit Ferris right in the chin. Now a little sloppy. They finally get it down to Collins. Lays it off. Flash got it. 7 points for Dalton Collins. 44-33 as Amon gets across the timeline to Small. Now to Wendy. A whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Ben Wells. Now it's his second. Connor Smith will check in. And Trevin Small, Ryan Ferris will check out. So Mason Humphrey gets set to check in. He'll check in. And Trevin Small will check out. Trevin Small may have some blood. I don't know. Can't tell. As Wendy gives it into the right corner to Cooper Amon. Now Connor Smith. No one knew it for three. No good. Mason Humphrey had the rebound. Lost it. Picked up by Wells to Bartholomew. Collins on the left wing. Collins cut off on the left baseline. A whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Cooper Amon. That's his third. So three fouls on Cooper Amon. First team foul against Schuyler County. Chris Brown underneath his own basket. Inbound. Bartholomew gets it right back to Brown. Brown turns. Puts it up and in. 10 points for Chris Brown. 9 points, Skyler Lee. Run by Fayette. Cooper Amon between the two circles to Wendy. Wendy between the two circles. Directs traffic. Wendy heads it off to Newland. Newland gives it to Humphrey. Back to Wendy in the left corner. Inside to Smith. Smith gives it to Amon. Now a three-pointer. Bullseye. Noah Newland, 2 3-pointers tonight. So Newland with 8. 12 points, got a lead. Now bad pass all the way by Humphrey. Gets it ahead to Smith. Put up a shot, missed it. And the foul's going to be on Ben Wells. That's his third. So 3 fouls on Wells, and Connor Smith will go to the line, and he'll shoot 2. Smith has 3 points, looking for 4. 3:45 left to play in the third quarter. Sure shot up. Got it. 4 points for Connor Smith. 48-35. Skyler back out to a 13-point lead. A 4-0 run by Skyler. Smith's free throw up. Got it. 5 points for Connor Smith. 49-35. Pressure by Skyler. Inbounds pass to Bartholomew. They get it ahead to Owing. Now Bartholomew on the left wing. Fans out in the left corner. Still with the dribble out to the left wing. Backdoor play to Wells. Put up a shot rejected by Wendy. At least play it basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. Chris Brown will trigger. Slaps the basketball. Looks for somebody. Gets it to Owens and a double team. And now Bartholomew out to the left wing. That's Bartholomew. Gives it to Collins. Collins back to Bartholomew beyond the arc. Drives the baseline. 10-foot jumper, no good. And Wendy comes off the rebound. Wendy gets it ahead to Smith. Smith couldn't hang on to the bounce pass. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Fayette basketball. 3:11 left to play in the third quarter. Again, pressure by Skyler County. Collins gets it into Wells. Back to Collins. Bartholomew splits a triple team and a whistle and a foul. A foul is going to be on Trevin Small, and that's his second. So 2 fouls on Trevin Small, second team foul against Schuyler County. Bartholomew to Wells for 3 out of the right corner, no good. Mason Humphrey with the rebound. Gets it ahead to Small on the right wing, waits for help. Back to Smith, top of the key. Wendy sets into a 3, no good. Tip, no good. And Chris Brown off the rebound as Brown runs into Smith, no call, and they give the Wells in the right corner. Skips it to the left corner to Bartholomew. Bartholomew back to Brown. Underneath the Wells, puts it up, got it. 7 points for Ben Wells, 49-37. It's Skyler with the lead. 2:20 left to play in the third quarter. Windy in the center circle. As Windy takes it to the top of the key, now Connor Smith on the left wing to Windy. Mason Humphrey to the left corner to Smith. Inside to Amon. Amon walks with it. Amon trying to get position. Took one too many steps. So pressure by the Rams. Bartholomew in the back corner. No look to Wells across the timeline to Owens. And now Dalton Collins off glass. Missed it. Owens had it. Lost it. Now stole away by Small. Small takes it to Bartholomew. Lays it up. Got it. 15 points for Trevin Small. Owens to Bartholomew. Steps into a three. On the way. No good. Collins had the rebound. A whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Dalton Collins. That's his first. As back in the ballgame, Ryan Ferris for Schuyler County. Also, Elliott Savage checks in. Mason Humphrey will set down. So Cale Windy walks it across the timeline. 1:30 left to play in the third quarter. To Trevin Small on the deep right wing. Out pops Smith between the two circles. Windy on the left wing to Smith on the right wing. Inside to Small, picked up a shot, missed it, and a fight for the rebound, and it's still in the air, picked up by Owens, and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Trevin Small. So that's three fouls on Trevin Small. Well, that's the, well, let's say that's four. I missed one somewhere. Four fouls on Trevin Small by Bartholomew. Dumps it down to Brown on the right block. Off glass, got it. Chris Brown with 12 points. 51-39, under a minute left to play in the third quarter. Schuyler County up by 12 with the basketball. Windy in the center circle. He'll dribble to the right wing, hands it off to Sevis to the top of the key. Now Ryan Ferris down the right lane, puts up a shot, blocked by Owens. Out with it comes Collins. As Collins will bring it across the timeline. Collins on the deep left wing, guarded by Ferris. Lob to the right wing to Wells. Top of the key to Bartholomew. Now Wells, fall away 10-footer on the way, no good. And off the rebound, Ferris saves it in down to Windy. And Windy is fouled. As the foul's going to be Chris Brown, that's his fourth. So four fouls on Chris Brown, 17 fouls against Fayette. Noah Nula will check in. Trevin Small will set down with four fouls. As Cale Windy will be at the line, and he'll shoot a pair. He has 15, looking for 16. Shot up and got it. 16 for Cale Windy. 52-39, Skyler with the lead. 22 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Windy, second free throw on the way. Got them both. 17 points for Windy. 14 points, Skyler lead. Bartholomew with the basketball for the Falcons. Takes it to the left wing. Dribbles inside the arc in a double team. Try to give and go to Wells. Stolen away by Windy. Bounce pass to Ferris off glass. Got it. 6 points for Ryan Ferris. And now a whistle and a foul. A foul is going to be on Elliott Seventh as he fouled Dalton Collins. So Seventh picks up his first foul. 3 seconds as Wells gets the ball to Collins. 15-foot jumper, no good. Tip up by Brown. Are they going to count it or not? Yep, they do. Bill, he counted it over there. So that's... As Brown tipped it up, I think it went. I think it was up before the buzzer, honestly, too. So for Brown, that's 14, and that's into the third quarter with the score. Schuyler County 55 and Fayette 41. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
It may be February, but spring is right around the corner. So it's time to get prepared for the busy season ahead. Stop out to Slayton Polaris and take advantage of the New Year sales event. Check out the Ranger XP 1000. You'll love the extra help and fun that comes with the Ranger. Stop in and order yours today and get it as soon as it's made from the factory. For more information, just Google Slayton Polaris and call them today. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Planning a home improvement project? Always remember that working near electrical wires or equipment can be dangerous. Keep an eye out for and avoid overhead lines when moving ladders or working on your roof. If you need to work near an electrical line, ask your local electric cooperative to disconnect service wires so you can work safely. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
8 minutes left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 55, Fayette 41. Schuyler with the basketball. Newland has it on the right wing. The seventh between the two circles. Bounce past the Newland right wing. Newland gives it back out to Wendy between the two circles. Seventh on the left wing. Seventh. That dribbled off his foot. Goes out of bounds. Turnover gives it back to Fayette. Now Smar will check in. Elliott Seventh will check out. The Trevin Small playing with four personal fouls. Schuyler backs off the press. They'll go man-to-man as well around the top of the key left wing. They get it inside. Shot a running five-footer. It's good by Caleb Breed. That's his second. 55-43. As Trevin Small has it on the right wing. Skips it. Tried to skip it to the left wing. Stolen away by Wells. Wells gets it underneath the pre-ball cloud. We first left, missed it. Now the follow-up by Hayden Kelly. Got it, and he drew the foul. Basket count. And the foul's going to be on Cale Wendy. That's his second. So two fouls on Cale Wendy. As Hayden Kelly at the line before looking for five, missed it. And off the rebound, Noah Newland. Newland will bring it across the timeline. As it between the two circles, looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it to Small between the two circles. Small to Wendy in the left corner. Small dribbles to the left wing. Out pops Newland, top of the key. Back to Wendy on the left wing. Wendy kicks it in the left corner to Smith. Back to Small on the left wing. Small back to Smith on the left wing. Smith one dribble back to Newland. Now Small. Now Wendy will drive the baseline. Gets everybody in the air, puts up the shot. No good. Tip up by Ryan Ferris. Got it. 8 points for Ryan Ferris. 12 points, Schuyler lead. As De La Torre back in the ball game on the right wing. Gets the three. Now trying to get it back out to De La Torre. He lost it. Off his hands, went out of bounds. It'll be Schuyler basketball. That's by 12. 6 minutes left to play. Newland on the right wing. To Small. To the left wing. To Kyle Wendy. Now bounce pass. Trying to get it to Smith. And the bounce pass was right at Smith's kneecaps. So turnover. And De La Torre will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Wells on the right wing. Inside. Pass goes. It'll 10-footer, no good by Logan Wiswall. Out with it comes Ryan Ferris. Noah Newland at the top of the key to Wendy on the left wing. Wendy, they clear out. Wendy gets everybody there. Puts it up. It goes down. It counts and he's fouled. 19 points for Cale Wendy. And the foul's going to be on Ben Wells, and that's his fourth. Four fouls on Ben Wells as well. De La Torre will check out, and Micah Estes will check in. So Wendy with 19 looking for 20. Eyes it, fires it, missed it, and Ferris had the rebound, and then lost it, and Estes picks it up. Gives the ball to Wells. Wells to Preeb on the in, down in the left corner. Still dribbles around Ferris. And they're going to call a foul on Ryan Ferris. So Ryan Ferris picks up his first foul. That's the 15th foul against Schuyler County. The Wells will inbound. Gets the ball in to Estes, top of the key. Now Kelly in the right corner to Free between the two circles to Estes. Inside to Free, puts up the shot, no good. Small off the rebound. Now it's a foot race. Small to the house, lays it up, got it. 17 points for Trevin Small. 61-45, less than 5 minutes left to play in the game. Scotto with the lead. Here comes Ben Wells to the basket, puts up the shot, no good. And the rebound put up by Wiswall. It's no good, but he drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Cale Wendy, and that's his third. So three fouls on Cale Wendy. And Wiswall will be at the line. He has two looking for three. Shot up, got it. Logan Wiswall with 3 points. It's now Connor Smith checks out. And Cooper Heyman checks back in for Scotter County. Wiswall, second free throw, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Scotter County. As now we got a Owings will check in. Collins checks in. Bartholomew will check back in. Chris Brown checks back in. So Collins will inbound underneath his own basket. Dalton Collins gets it out to Owings inside the arc on the left wing. Owings to the dotted line. Shots up, no good. And Kevin Small off the rebound. Small will take it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, and do the foul. The foul's going to be on Bartholomew. The second foul on Tyler Bartholomew. And Trevin Small will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. He has 18, looking for 19. So Small eyes it, fires it, got it. 19 points for Trevin Small. Or 18 points for Trevin Small. Now 18, looking for 19. 4:37 left to play in the game. Small's shot up, missed it, and rebound comes off to Dalton Collins. Collins lost the ball, picked up by Wendy, and Wendy dribbled around Collins, and Collins picks up the foul. So that's two fouls on Dalton Collins, 10 team fouls against Fayette. So Wendy will be at the line to shoot two shots. 19 points for Cale Wendy, looking for 20. 4:31 left to play. First shot from Wendy up, left it short. 62-46. Scotter County back to that 16-point lead. Fayette had cut it to 9. Wendy shot up and got it. 20 points for Cale Wendy. 63-46. Collins gives it to Bartholomew on the left wing. Owings top of the key. Collins, 10-foot jumper, no good, and a rebound put back up and in by Wiswall. He has 5, and it's 63-48. As Wendy brings across the timeline to the right wing. As Wendy around the top of the key, then Newland out between the two circles. Newland dribbles in the center circle. Picks up the dribble, looks for somebody to throw it to. Now he gets it to Wendy. Wendy tried to dribble before he caught the ball. It goes out of bounds. Turnover, Schuyler County, 3:58 left to play. Fayette down by 15 with the basketball. Bartholomew takes it to the right wing. Inside Chris Brown and the double team, puts the shot up, no good. Collins, his put back, no good. And Ryan Ferris off the rebound. Ferris will bring it across the timeline. Newland in the left corner. Newland stops the little 10-footer, got it. 10 points for Noah Newland. 3.5 minutes left to play in the game. 17 points, Scotter lead. Owings in the backcourt in a double team. And now Fayette wants a timeout. 3:22 left to play in the ball game. It's Scotter County 65, Fayette 48, back in 67.
They say this the smaller the town, sports. The bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
Make this winter the time to remodel your living room, kitchen, or bedrooms. And take that first step to remodeling by going to Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture has the perfect carpet, flooring, and furniture to make your rooms look brand new again. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, located 3 miles west on Highway 6 across the Lake Road.
3:22 left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 65, Fayette 48. Fayette with the basketball as Collins takes it into the paint. Fall away, 10-footer, no good. And Cooper Haven off with the rebound. Tied up by Owens. And jump ball all the way to possession stays with Fayette. So Collins will inbound underneath his own basket. Collins gets it out to Bartholomew on the deep left wing inside to Chris Brown. Puts up the little 10-foot hook shot, move good. And off the rebound, Ryan Ferris gets it head to Newland. Newland gets it to Cooper. Amon missed the shot. Had the rebound. Now loose on the floor. Big scrum. And as a hell of a jump ball, it'll be Schuyler basketball. So they call a jump ball, and it will be Cooper Amon to inbound underneath his own basket with 3 minutes to go. Gets the ball out, Trevin Small. Nolan Newland. Now Cale Wendy at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Small between the two circles. Newland between the two circles. Newland with a couple of dribbles back to Small. Now Wendy on the right wing to Amon. Right baseline. Kicks it out to Small in the left corner. Small will step back three. No good. And off the rebound comes Bartholomew ahead to Collins. Collins takes it right at Trevin Small. Missed the five-footer. And Ryan Ferris off the rebound. Ferris takes it at Brown. And then instead of taking the shot, he tried to give it up to Cale Wendy, and Wendy walked with it. 2:20 left to play in the game. 65-48, Scott with the lead as Collins with the basketball for the Falcons. Bartholomew, three-pointer, no good. Owens comes off the rebound. Whistle and a foul underneath. The foul's going to be on Ryan Ferris. Second foul on Ryan Ferris. 18 foul against Schuyler County. And Theo Owens will be at the line as Owens with 4 points looking for five. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 5 points for Theo Owens. 2:14 left to play as Owens. Five looking for six. Shots up, got them both. 6 points for Theo Owens. Here comes Schuyler in a hurry. Underneath the basket, Amon tried to put up a shot, rejected by Owens, and a long pass down to Chris Brown. And a pass goes out of bounds. They're going to call a foul or just out of bounds. I think it's just going to be Fayette basketball. As now Mason Humphrey checks in, Tavis checks in, also Carson Elliott checks in, Damian Council checks in, and all the starters go out as Brown for three, bullseye. Chris Brown with 17 points. 65-53. Devitt will get it to the right wing to Smith. Now Elliott, now Council for three, no good. And off of the rebound comes Collins. As Collins will bring it across the timeline, takes the top of the key for three on the way, no good. Rebound tipped around, and the last one to touch it was Fayette. So now they talk it over, and they're going to give the ball to Fayette. I think it's the right call. 1:34 left to play. Dalton Collins will inbound. The Owens on the right wing. He'll try a three. Bullseye! Theo Owens with nine, 65-56. Humphrey takes it to the left wing. Now bad pass. Stolen away by Collins. Collins will take it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 9 points for Collins, and now Schuyler County wants a timeout. 1:14 left to play in the ball game. It's Schuyler County 65, Fayette 58. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMAN Sports.
At Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, we'll personally help you find the perfect loan to suit your needs. Vehicle loans, home loans, personal loans, ag loans, and vacation loans. Our experienced lending staff are happy to help with whatever your loan need. We have 7 locations throughout Northeast Missouri, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland, and every location has staff ready and waiting to serve your loan needs. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School. All of a sudden, the starters from Schuyler County come back into the ballgame as Cale Windy gives it to Small, and Small is fouled by Dalton Collins, and that's his third. Stops the clock with 1:05. That's while the JVs were in there in about 30 seconds. They went on an 8-0 run. So Trevin Small, first free throw up, no good. Small with 18, looking for 19. As Small eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And only got the rebound to Collins. Now Bartholomew in the left corner. Kicks it back out to Owens between the two circles. Underneath to Brown and threw it way over Brown's head. Threw a fastball intended for Chris Brown. Chris Brown couldn't catch it. Under a minute as Cale Windy across the timeline. Windy, dribble drive into the paint. Reverse layup, missed it. The rebound comes off to Amon. Gets it back out to Small. Out pops Amon in the right corner. Amon inside to Ferris. Ferris on the right lane, back to Noah Newland. Now Cale Windy on the left wing. Cale Windy out to double team. Kicks the ball to Amon on the left wing, underneath to Small. And the pass is knocked out of bounds by Bartholomew. Schuyler County will inbound underneath their own basket. 27 seconds left to play, leading 65-58. Inbounds pass to Amon, dribbles to the basket, lays it up, got it. 6 points for Cooper Amon. And now, Wiswall tried to inbound and stepped on the inbounds line, and it comes back to Schuyler County with 20 seconds left. Windy inbounds to Amon in the left corner, to Small on the left wing. Small to Windy on the left wing. Windy with the basketball, guarded by Collins. And a double team, and they finally had to foul Windy. And the foul's going to be on Collins. That's his fourth. And Cale Windy will go to the line, and he'll shoot two. He has 20, looking for 21. 9 seconds left to play. And Schuyler County's going to win their last ball game of the season. Windy's first one up, got it. 21 points for Cale Windy. 68-58, back to a 10-point Schuyler lead. Windy at 21, looking for 22. Scott's up, got it. 22 points for Cale Windy as Collins gets it to Brown, and Brown again couldn't hang on to it. 5 seconds left to play in the game. Schuyler County will have it, and all Trevin Small is going to hold the basketball down to two, down to one, and that's the end of the ball game. What's the final score? Schuyler County 69 and play at 58. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMAN Sports.
Stop by Church's for the high-flying flavor combination of our Texas tenders and shrimp meal today. It's butterfly shrimp alongside made-from-scratch Texas tenders, served spicy or original, for $6. Church's, welcome to the great state of flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Creamy nut butter makes it delightfully sweet. Roasted nuts make it perfectly salty. Get two great tastes in one delicious bar. Enjoy a Nature Valley sweet and salty nut bar today.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Throughout the decades, Americans have relied on Wrangler for performance, durability, comfort, and style. From the authentic Western jeans cowboys and rodeo athletes have depended on since 1947, to the retro fits from the 70s, and the classic Western fashion styles of today, Wrangler creates iconic American denim. And you can find all of it at Boot Barn. Boot Barn, proud supporters of the West.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So yeah, I used the savings from switching to Progressive 50 years ago to finally buy my dream car. It's a self-driving flying car, but we just say self-flying now. You know, because it's the future, and cars fly in the future.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County, Arlington High School. It's the final as the Schuyler County Rams win their final game of the season by defeating Fayette 69-58. Take a look at the scoring. First four, Schuyler County. Cale Windy with 22 points. Cooper Amon with 6. Trevin Small with 18. Connor Smith with 5. Ryan Ferris with 8. And Noah Newland with 10. For Fayette, Tyler Bartholomew with 5 points. Ben Wells with 7. Logan Wiswall with 5. Caleb Pree with 2. Dalton Collins with 9. Hayden Kelly with 4. Chris Brown with 17 points. And Theo Owens with 9 points. Schuyler County led 20-11 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Fayette 18-13 in the second quarter. The Rams led 38-24 at the half. In the third quarter, both teams scored 17. Schuyler led 55-41 after three. In the fourth quarter, Fayette outscored Schuyler 17-14, but Schuyler wins at 69-58. Schuyler County ends their season with a record of 12-15. Fayette ends their season with a record of 8-15. In the girls' game, it was Schuyler County winning their 24th game of the year by defeating Fayette 68-23. Schuyler County led in scoring by McKinley Ashman. They dressed out 13 players, and 11 of the players from the Lady Rams scored. And Fayette led in scoring by Sydney Spielbauer with 6 points. Schuyler County led 22-5 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Fayette 14-8 in the second quarter, and the Lady Rams led 36-13 at the half. In the third quarter, Schuyler again outscored Fayette 22-6. Schuyler led 58-19 after three. In the fourth quarter, Schuyler again outscored Fayette 10-4, and Schuyler County wins at 68-23. Schuyler County girls end their season with a record of 24-4, and they are Lewis and Clark Conference co-champs on the girls' side of the basketball conference, tied with Scotland County, both with 7-1. So the Schuyler County and Scotland County girls are co-champions in the LFC conference this year. Fayette ends their season with a record of 9-15. So again, game you just heard, Schuyler County boys win their 12th game of the year by defeating Fayette 69-58. Schuyler County led by Kayla Wendy with 22, Trevin Small with 18, Noah Newland with 10, while Fayette was led by Chris Brown with 17. Schuyler County led 22-11 after the first quarter and outscored Fayette second quarter, third quarter, and Fayette outscored Schuyler 17-14 in the final quarter. Schuyler County holds on to one at 69-58. So it was a Schuyler County sweep tonight here in Queen City. Again, the girls' game, Schuyler County wins at 68-23. They close out 24-4. Fayette girls 9-15. The boys' side, Schuyler County wins 69-58. Ends their season 12-15, while Fayette boys 8-15. Coming up Wednesday night, it's two games from Hannibal High School in a Class 2 sectional. At 6 o'clock, girls, Scotland County Lady Tigers and Cairo. Then at 7:45, it'll be the boys' turn, Putnam County and Clopton. We'll have both of them for you on Wednesday night on KMEM. For producer Mark McVay from Scotland County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Okay, the game tonight has been brought to you by these fine sponsors, Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, Schuyler County Times, Tri-County Electric, Slayton Polaris, and Schuyler County R1 Boosters Club.